Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from PJ, and he wants me to cover the story of David's Bridal going bust. They're the largest wedding dress retailer in America and control over a quarter of the market. Now they've declared bankruptcy and are looking for a buyer to come in to rescue them like a white knight. They already filed for bankruptcy protection back in 2018. Many will say that COVID ended them, or an uncertain economy and inflation. So now they're looking for a buyer for their 300 locations around the country, and they've been in business since the 1950s. They say that online competition might have also done them in, but you can sure bet that other bridal companies are suffering too. Another excuse is the shift to casual weddings. Yeah, I really haven't seen that as a wedding photographer and videographer. If no buyers come into the rescue, then they might actually close all their stores and liquidate. Good. Of their 10,000 workers, 9,000 are now gone and have been laid off. All of those reasons I read about are just an excuse. Because you know the real reason for their collapse, if you've been following this channel for any length of time, is that marriage rates are collapsing, and men are going their own way. You've already seen jewelry stores impacted by all this. I posted this story on Twitter a while back, and one guy said that ChatGPT couldn't give one advantage to being married over just dating somebody. But it gave him 50 reasons why marriage sucks for men. We're now making a serious impact, guys, and we need to keep this up. Many people will say that the only ones crying will be the divorce lawyers, but it's also going to be the wedding halls, catering companies, photographers, videographers, limo companies, churches, diamond and jewelry stores, etc., as well as former clothing companies, catering staff, and not to mention all the money they won't be spent on wedding gifts. Then there's also travel being impacted with less honeymoons. But I still suspect that money is going to be spent by 20-somethings traveling the world looking for perfect selfies. If David's is or was smart, they would have closed all their unprofitable stores back in 2018 and focused on the top 10 or 20% which are profitable in wealthier areas, because people with money still tend to get married. They should have taken the money saved from the closed 80 to 90% of stores and invested in making the remaining stores as upscale as possible. That would have had a much better chance at working. But not to worry, folks, your order is safe, and the women that ordered dresses will still be getting them. There's not much else to the story, so I thought I'd cover another article called Marriage Will Be Extinct in 30 Years, from the Daily Mail. So even the lamestream media is accepting the fact that marriage is going to end. But boy, have they still got it wrong. I'll cover that in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anyways, now back to Marriage Will Be Extinct in 30 Years, Clown World Show. The article I put a link to in the description says that the vast majority of couples will reject it in favor of a series of longer-term relationships. The author Sarah Harris assumes that technology won't replace women sexually and with regards to reproduction. That prediction that marriage is going to end in 30 years comes from Relate, which used to be called the Marriage Guidance Council. Relate believes that only couples that marry will be those doing it for a tax break, or those doing it to try to make a social statement. Marriage rates are now at their lowest point since records were first kept 160 years ago. It's funny how they think that humans are still going to have longer-term relationships. I'm increasingly thinking that the only way I would reproduce wouldn't even be through surrogacy anymore. If it became legal, I'd make 10 clones of myself and put them all up for adoption in different parts of the world, with women that waited too long and are now barren. The problem with reproduction is that within 3 to 4 generations, you're entirely forgotten. But with cloning, if you're the original, then all your future clones, if they should choose to continue the lineage, will look back to you and figure out why you actually made the decisions in your life that you did. There will be a lot to learn from your life experiences. For example, if you were the 10th generation of you, then you'd want to go back and study the history of your line of clones. In a different way, it would allow you to gain greater immortality than just having children. The only major issue with this is that your evolution would stop with you. As of 2020, and I'm not sure about today, reproductive cloning is actually legal in the United States. About a dozen states have banned reproductive cloning, but most don't. The FDA says that it has jurisdiction over cloning, but does not make the process illegal. You could technically clone someone in the United States without FDA approval, and it still wouldn't necessarily be illegal. So there's a window of opportunity for you to clone yourself. I'm guessing that once a handful of people do it, then there'll probably be an outcry to stop it. Or will there be, with a society that's seeing rapidly collapsing birth rates? I don't think the cloning is strange. It's like having a younger twin brother or sister. We're doing it with cats and dogs right now, so why not with kids? Who wouldn't want another 100 clones of Elon Musk running around everywhere? I think that the only trick would be to find a fertility clinic that would be willing to do it, knowing the hell it would unleash from feminist religious groups and the government. In time, your future clones might choose to alter their DNA slightly with new code, while still keeping the best parts of you. Imagine a future clone wars where, say, two different groups of clones form corporations and compete financially with one another, or militarily. It would literally be clone wars between clone groups instead of clones versus droids like we saw in Star Wars. Also, if you think there's genetic defects from one generation clones to the next, you're probably wrong. We've now cloned 3 or 4 generations of the same dog, and the fourth one is just as healthy and lives as long as the first ones. People will say things like, clones have no soul. But in reality, it's just like your younger twin brother. I don't really know if I went off too far on a tangent from marriage being over, but I think it makes sense. Because if marriage dies, then eventually traditional reproduction is going to die off too. We need to create new incentives for reproduction. There needs to be a reason to invest in offspring besides the sex and resources you get from your partner. And the idea that you will only be remembered for 3 or 4 generations before you disappear from memory. As for marriage, it was needed before for physical survival, but children still do better with two parents raising them. So we're going to have to figure out a way to reproduce and have mentally healthy offspring without the old setup. I think that's what we need to work on for the survival of our species. As for marriage, we all know that it's over, but the majority of blue-pilled normies don't. They probably think they're still going to find their old soulmates or something. I'm ready for the future and new ways of thinking, reproducing, and living. I get so bored of the present and think that most people are so caught up in the present that they can't think in new ways, either because they lack creativity or because they're stuck in their ways, or possibly even afraid of the future and the unknown. I bet you anything that those 9,000 workers that were just laid off from David's Bridal are afraid of the future being unemployed. What I really find interesting is the 9,000-pound elephant in the room, which is men going their own way, and how 63% of men under the age of 30 in the United States describe themselves as being single now. That means that when they get into their early to mid-30s and are still single, it's going to be a disaster for the marriage industrial complex. All it took was men to say enough is enough and women to have Tinder so they can chase Chad forever. Working at weddings, I have to say they are a huge waste of money and time. Most of them suck and are cookie cutter, and there's nothing memorable about them. The most memorable ones I did were destination weddings in the Caribbean, South Pacific, New York, and DC. It's the setting that makes the most sense, and a lot of the time the ones that are destination are actually cheaper, because only the people that really want to be there are. But most weddings, the bride and groom spent $20,000 or $30,000 so their guests can eat cold pasta at $150 a plate, and cut a plastic-looking and tasting cake. My job is always to find interesting places to take their pictures. Usually they don't want to pay for a photo permit that runs a few hundred dollars, even though they've decided to spend $30,000 or $40,000 on the wedding itself. It's crazy how some people become so cheap when they spend so much money. Recently I was watching a video from Better Bachelor, and he thinks that Soycity is heading in the same direction as the Mouse Utopia experiments, because human beings have too much connection with information and people, and it's giving us all a short circuit. That would make sense, as the smartphone is a way to bring complexity even to the most rural of regions, and short-circuit somewhat simple people these days. This world has gone mad, but at least men have become sane when it comes to marriage. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to PJ for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that people won't be smashing on their honeymoons in 30 years, because such a thing won't exist anymore. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women in fluffy white dresses that get their periods and then can't find tampons and maxi pads away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.